right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Danny Bonaducci joins us, everybody. We are live at Knott's Scary Farm between now and November 1st, every Wednesday through Sunday. They do the Halloween haunt. They shut the park down about 5 o'clock, reopen around 6:30 or 7, so maybe like 6:30 and 7. And they run to 1 o'clock on weekdays, 2 a.m. on weekends.
Wow.
And it's just a kick-ass time down here. It really is. And, you know, looking around here, you wouldn't think that the economy's in the toilet. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah, this is a fairly full park.
Yeah.
But there are certain things, I think, that are recession-proof. And what they are things that distract you from the fact that you're in a recession, such
right.
as an amusement park or pornography.
Right. And there is a direct correlation between a recession, bad times in the economy, and Budweiser beer. Their sales go through the roof.
Right.
When this happens.
So does meth, for that matter, but I don't think that quite a... You know, yeah. Bud will be that happy with that equation.
No, but you know what? They understand the connection. You know, it's guys that are losing reality, one way or another. This happened to me this week, and I'm not sure what it means, and I don't really believe in ghosts or, you know, spirits or anything like that. But I was sitting at my desk the other day. My wife was not around. It was about 9 o'clock at night. And I heard my daughter laughing in our bedroom, which is right next to my office. So I went in there to see what she was laughing at, and she wasn't in there. She was in the living room, asleep on the couch.
Right.
But I heard her laughing in the room. And I walked in there, and there was nothing there. Now, three times this week, before I go to bed, I shut my computer off, my lights off, all the lights in the house, and I go to sleep. Three times this week, I've woken up, gone into my office, and my lights are on in the office.
Wow.
Is that weird?
That is weird.
And my wife gets goosebumps when I talk about it, because she does believe in ghosts and spirits and stuff like that. And I don't. I just assume that I was hearing things, and I assume that I didn't shut the lights off.
Right? Yeah, I've yet to see anything like that I couldn't explain to my own fulfillment. But everybody in my family, and I've had friends that have seen things they can't possibly explain. And they're lucid people.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a big fan of the deeper cable channels. I mean, you get past A&E and the Learning Channel. Or the Learning Channel does a lot of those haunted shows.
Right.
And some of those people seem really lucid.
Right.
Like, I saw this, and this is what happened, and I'm the chief of police. You know,
exactly.
You kind of want to believe them.
Right.
But I've yet to see one. I'd kind of like to. I'd like complete proof. You know, if there's a real ghost, I want to see one.
Now, see, I actually do believe in extraterrestrials. I believe that we're not alone in this universe.
I agree with you. I've never seen anything I thought to be a UFO.
Right.
But I think you would be an egomaniac to know the size of the solar system and the galaxy and the universe and assume this little dot called Earth is the only place populated.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's just pure ego.
Because the biggest planet or the biggest star that they have discovered, I think, is either a million or a billion. It's a large number. I think it's a billion times bigger than Earth.
Wow.
So that is that tells you that there is some extra crap out there.
Yeah, there's some stuff out there.
Yeah, that we have yet to see. But perhaps you've seen something that you can't explain, and you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a teacher. You're not nuts. You're not on methamphetamines, but you've seen something you can't explain. Call us here and tell us about it, because I don't know if it's happening more nowadays, but I'm hearing about it more nowadays. Maybe it's the internet where you read more. You know, back when we had the LA Times, Channel 2, 4, and 7, you didn't hear about a lot of stuff.
Right.
But now you got the internet, you hear about almost everything that goes on.
Plus, it's a popular subject right now. There's America's Most Haunted is a show my teenager watches. Haunted Hotels is another show
right.
that's on TV right now. Haunted Battlegrounds is a television show that's on right now. So it's also very popular. So, yeah, in fact, you probably are hearing about it more.
Right. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you've seen something you can't explain, and again, you're not a nut, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Our main number in Los Angeles and Southern California, 520-9710. Do you remember that MTV show where they would they had cameras strapped to them, and they would run into like a haunted house, or they'd have to sleep there, or you know, I don't remember. Maybe
oh
Gina.
No, I did it. I was
did
on it?
It.
Yeah.
What was the name of that show? Do you remember?
Gretchen and... I forget. No, I don't remember. But we spent the night, or the weekend, actually, in a prison that was built in the 18th century that had over 1,000 bodies buried because they didn't take them out of the prison yard because the yard was huge.
Right.
And they'd bury them on the spot. It had been closed for over 75 years. And it was dank and it was dripping and all sorts of weird stuff happened. And I did it with Chris Knight and his top model wife, Adrienne Curry.
Right.
And every time she got scared, I would say, I can hear the ghosts. And they say they will only be peaceful if you do it with me right now. And that was my main run of the whole show. But they saw stuff and flipped out. And Chris Knight is a, for those of you who don't know, I think he played the middle Brady boy.
Right.
He's a real lucid cat, was very into computers, did well in business between it. You know, he's made quite a nice comeback in show business.
Right.
But he's a real regular guy, and he swears he saw some stuff in there that he couldn't explain.
Now, you've never seen anything there, though.
No, I've never seen anything I couldn't explain. I've seen stuff that wasn't there, but I paid good money for it.
I was staying with my wife in a hotel, and this is a hotel in Southern California that has been documented that it is haunted. And we went to sleep around 4 a.m., and she woke up at 5 a.m., and she nudged me, and she said, there's a kid in the corner with his face towards the corner, and he's crying. And I looked up, and there was something there.
Wow.
I didn't know what it was. I don't know whether the curtain had blown sideways, but there was a different color of the curtain. He had, like, a blue sailor's outfit on, a little tiny kid in a blue hat on. And I saw him for a split second, but she said she sat there. And again, my wife is not insane, except for the fact that she's with me.
Right.
But she said she sat there and was paralyzed watching this kid for 10 minutes.
Wow!
Crying in the corner.
And this was at a hotel where?
Yeah, hotel in Southern California.
Well, because I mean, if you're there's one of them that if you're trying to be kind enough to protect their name. You don't have to. It's the Hotel Del is considered in Del Coronado, considered to be one of the most haunted places on earth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They do shows on it because those shows I was watching, that hotel shows up on every single one of them. It shows up on the most haunted places, the most haunted hotels. It's in every single one of them. And it's room, I forget what room it is, but the ghost you see is a woman on the beach. They had gotten married at the hotel. She caught her husband doing something and just walked off into the ocean in her wedding gown. And that's the ghost they say that you see there. But the Hotel Del Coronado, and they publicize it. It's not something they don't want you to know, that they are considered one of the most haunted places on earth.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I used to go there a lot.
Hotel.
It's beautiful hotel.
But I'd never heard that before, that hotel was haunted.
Yeah, actually, as one of the places on the on all the TV shows, as one of the most haunted places in America.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
It's
I got to get down there.
It beats the Winchester House by a lot, because a lot of people say the Winchester House is not haunted. It's just the atmosphere of the Winchester House. If you know the story, this is the heiress to the Winchester rifle, the first repeating rifle. And what she was told in a dream or something was the second she stops doing construction on the house, she'll die. So if you go up to the Winchester Mansion, there are stairways that lead nowhere. There's
Jesus
rooms
Christ.
That have no way. They don't go anywhere. There's doors that open, and you're on the third floor, and you open the door, and you're outside, and you could fall to your death. They just kept building until the day she died of natural causes.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Let's talk to Jeff in Yorba Linda. Jeff, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
All right.
Hey.
How you doing, Conway?
Good. And Danny Bonaducci is with us.
Hey, Bonaducci.
What's up, man?
Hey, look straightforward.
Okay.
Oh, is he here somewhere?
Yeah, I'm right here. You can see me wave my arm?
I didn't see it, no.
No, but by the way, I'll just point out a quick thing for you. Waving of arms, bad radio.
All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
So I was sleeping in my living room, and I saw a 7-foot-tall figure actually run towards me and disappear.
Is this recently?
No, it was a couple years ago when I was a little bit younger, when I used to sleep in front of the TV, my living room.
7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And was it frightening? Was it, did it like act like it was going to do you some kind of harm, or did it just run and then vanish?
You know, like when you see a movie where like a dark figure is in a corner of a room?
Right.
kind of like that. It just ran towards me, looked at me, and it vanished through the window.
Is he a black guy or white guy?
It was an all dark figure, like kind of like a dark mask type deal.
Right. Did it flip you out?
It freaked me out. I freaking got up and ran out of my room.
All right, buddy. That is a great story. I'm being totally serious. Unbelievable. Never heard a story like that in my life. Thanks, Jeff.
Jesus Christ. Especially if a guy calling from 4 feet away.
I'm making a...
How about you just shout? Save the phone bill.
What a dull ghost story.
Yeah, I saw this thing. It didn't do anything, so I didn't do anything. Bye. Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for coming by. All right, let's talk to Jay in San Gabriel on line 3. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Ba-boom, guys.
Hey, how are
What's
you?
What's up, man?
I'm good. Hey, listen here, Timmy. So I buy a new house, right?
All right.
And we're settling in and everything, but we get this really dank smell between the house and the garage because it's like a little awning thing over it. And I never understand it, and I had to, you know, I had people come in and check for mold, and they didn't find shit, nothing like that. And so, okay, that's fine. I get this smell every now and then, and, you know, I have, like, this really bad feeling about this house for some reason, like somebody croaked in here or something or got killed.
Right.
But they have to come up with that when you buy the house, you know. They have to tell you that. But nobody's telling you nothing. So I'm in my garage listening to your show one night, and I have a 20-year-old daughter, and I hear her voice through the window in the garage, "Dad, open the door." And I say real quick, "Where are you at? In the front door or are you in the back?" And so I immediately go around to the back gate and look for her. She's not there. I go to the front door, and she's not there. And now the hair is just raising up in my arms because I heard her voice so clearly, you know. And I was flipping out. And then I told everybody in the house about that because I just got divorced and I just got remarried, you know. And it was like... I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes to go, you know, do my business, and one time I see like this little object just run across the room, and I was flipping out totally. I ran back into my room and just went under the covers, and I'm going.
That could have been a rat,
or no, Gary Coleman.
Yeah, it was more Gary Coleman size, and I always tell my, because I have a new stepson, and it's like, "Hey man, I seen the little man, you know. I seen the little man running across the room, and everything's flipping out in the house now, you know." And I'm going, "I better get to the realtor, and he better, you know, tell me what really went on in this house." Because,
and what did go on? Did you get a hold of him?
They told me nothing's went on in your house. There's nothing, you know. But I get this really ugly smell that comes out of this house sometimes. You know,
that's like the smell of death. I mean, there might be something like a cat, you know, that's died, or a dog, or a squirrel under the house.
Sometimes between 2 and 3, if you'll smell your radio speakers, you'll smell the smell of death during my show.
All right, thanks for calling, Jay.
Let me ask you a question, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for calling, buddy.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you found out that there was a vicious murder taking place in a house that is now for sale, the house is worth $1 million. They're
right.
Selling it for $500,000 because it's been in all the papers. Basically, I'm talking about the Sharon Tate house.
Right.
But just in general, a vicious killing has gone on in this house.
Right.
But investment-wise, if it hadn't taken place, you'd make a $500,000 profit. Would the fact that a vicious, bloody crime had taken place in the house you were going to buy stop you from buying it, even if it were a super good deal?
Well, if I was a single man, I would have no problem with it. But my wife would flip out, and that $500,000 would not be worth her being crazy in that house.
Right, because
that house would drive her crazy.
Right. The Sharon Tate house has actually...
Where is that house?
It was at 1010 Cielo Drive. It is now a different address. They actually changed the address.
Oh, they did.
And they've eventually demolished the house, and now one of the biggest... It was because it was a small little English Tudor during the horrible thing that happened there, but it is now one of those giant mansions, so it doesn't reflect in any way
right. The
house that the murders took place in.
Well, you know, that actually happened in Encino. We remember when Phil Hartman was killed,
right?
And Phil Hartman's wife, Bryn Hartman, came home one night, killed Phil Hartman in the house while the kids were still in the house,
right?
And then killed herself. And the cops came, surrounded the house. The kids had then, you know, moved to Nebraska or whatever with relatives. But that house, I believe, was I think it sold for $600,000 less than what it was worth. And that was back in, what, 1990, 1991 or so. And that house must be now worth three or four times that. But somebody bought it immediately.
So,
I mean, you know.
And I would never, ever, ever recommend such a thing, but it would be interesting if there was a house you had always wanted.
Right.
Just go in there and kill everybody and then make a bid on it the next day while they're still cleaning the place up. Well, I think you'd make a dollar.
You remember the story last week where the guy has money troubles. He kills his three kids, his mother-in-law, and his wife in the house. It was a rental. He was renting the house. How about trying to rent that house again?
That'd be a tough rental.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough rental.
You know, I don't know if you can sell that house now. You know, six people were killed in that house.
Yeah, I would. I have the chair my father passed away in. And
he actually passed away in the chair that you and you own it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a very nice recliner, and I took it home, and it gives me. I never even think about it unless there's someone who's never been to my house before, and then I say, "Oh, my father died in that chair." I usually wait till they're sitting in it to tell them, but it doesn't
That's
like
wild.
Freak me out at all. The guy was either going to die in his bed. He had several strokes. He was going to die somewhere. I don't think the lazy boy has a lot to do with it. Although, and then now I call it the incredibly lazy boy because he just stopped moving. But it wouldn't freak me out.
The laziest boy.
The laziest of all. The dead boy is what we call it here.
Wow.
But yeah, that doesn't freak me out now.
I think that'd freak me out.
I think the tape type thing might stop me from the purchase unless the deal was just too good.
Yeah, the Tate House is, that's a different...
Because that's a horror show.
Yeah.
You usually don't hear in real life about horror shows. In real life, Grandpa dies of a heart attack in the bedroom,
right.
And you have to disclose that now. That is the law, that a body, somebody passed away in the house. It's a weird law.
But then you do have to disclose it after you sell to somebody else?
To sell it. When you're doing disclosure of, like, you might have rot, you had termites,
right.
Somebody died in the house.
Somebody
it's part of
killed?
The disclosure, yeah.
Right, but what if, does the next owner... I mean, the owner had. Then he does that. Does he have to disclose it the second time?
You know what? I don't know that. I would. My logic would say no, because no one has died in the house since he purchased, or no one has died in his home.
You have
technically.
To, you really have to disclose that.
Yes,
somebody was killed in that house.
Yeah,
right?
I learned that on the Corolla show.
That is unbelievable.
You have to disclose that there's been a death in that home.
Isn't that the deal breaker 99% of the time? You know, you're talking about if you throw in the. The fireplace equipment will take it. Like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, two kids were murdered right in front of that fireplace. Oh, all right, thank you very much.
I got to run. I don't know. It's like lightning striking in the same place twice. Although theoretically, that has the exact same chance of happening as lightning hitting you once.
Right.
Lightning is completely random, so it could hit you twice as easily as it could hit you once.
Yeah, it's the same odds. But is that house now more susceptible to being haunted? Than just a regular house. So those kids, whoever was murdered in that house, do they now, their spirits live in that house?
But you and I have already agreed that we have never seen anything conclusive
right.
That would make us personally not go for the money and the profit and live through the gory story and even have a story to tell.
Right.
But with a wife and kids who might freak out that had happened, that then would be a deal breaker for sure.
Exactly. All right, let's take another phone call. Hear about Diane in Covina on line 7. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Tim and Jenny?
Hi.
Good.
Hi,
weird
Danny,
stuff going on in your life?
Oh, hi, Danny. I love you in Parchis Valley. You probably hear that a lot. So
thank
listen,
you.
I was a little girl, well, and across the street where we grew up, Lady Doris, she died in the house. And then, like a month later, her son committed suicide in the camper that was parked. Well, when the new buyers came in, I went across the street. Oh, hi. Welcome to the welcome to the neighborhood. And we were in the house, and there were Spanish-speaking people. The lady was vacuuming, and they got a new rug. There was footprints walking, I swear to God, when she was vacuuming. Then right after, she was like, mira, mira, look in Spanish. The lights went off and on, and the cupboards were going back and forth. And I screamed because I couldn't believe this was happening. I ran across the street to my dad. Well, the man across the street that bought the house asked my dad in Spanish, did somebody die in this house? Well, they didn't tell the new owners. My dad said yes, two people died in the house. So,
wow.
But I experienced that. It was so scary.
How old were you when that happened?
I was probably about 16 years old.
Jesus.
Are you guys are that scary farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've never been.
Oh, you should come. It's excellent.
No, I know. I've never been. I would love to go. Never
were
been
you
yet.
Live in Covina? That's pretty close.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, come on out.
Okay, but that's what I experienced. It was scary.
Thank you for calling. All right. Thanks. But, you know, but that's, you know, a lot of the stuff when it, you know, comes to a ghost, Doug Steckler used to tell a story that he, you know, swears is true, and I believe him because he told it the exact same every time,
right.
You know, he told it, that a couple of people were sharing a house in South Dakota. They were all actors doing a summer theater, and they came home one night, and they looked up in the room on the third story, like a widow's walk, and there was an old man who was nude up on the like third floor, and they all rushed up there to see who it was, and it was, you know, nobody there. But, so, I mean, when you talk about, you know, people telling you these stories, it's not people who are on methamphetamines. It's not people who are, you know, who have been hit in the head by a bat or gotten a car wreck. It's just people who are normal, and they run into something like this.
They've seen something that you and I have not.
Yeah.
Here, let me, if you don't mind me adding a question to the topic, and that is, okay, the first question is, have you ever seen anything that wasn't there, a ghost, an apparition, some kind of, you know, of the unexplained?
Right.
You know, like the Leonard Nimoy show used to be, the unexplained, and a ghost in your kitchen. If you do believe in them, or if you've seen them and you want to call us, that'd be great, but has any of them ever done anything aggressive?
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Okay, if there are ghosts, what interest do they have in bothering me in a physical sense?
Right.
You know, if they're just walking around their own home because that's where they were killed and that's where they know and their spirits never left, except for them thinking maybe I'm invading their privacy in their home, why would they ever do me harm? So I'd like to hear from somebody that not only saw a ghost but had some kind of contact that was negative, that was either physical or auditory. They said, get out of my house, where you had real contact with something you thought could do you harm. Because if I see a little kid in a blue suit crying, and he's a ghost, I'm going to go, wow, he's a ghost. Second, I'm going to go, but he's a little kid and he's already crying. How rough is this going to be? So I want to hear from somebody that had like an altercation.
Right, yeah. Somebody got their ass kicked by one of these ghosts.
Yeah.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Danny Bonaducci, everybody. And we're live at Not Scary Farm till 11 o'clock. They're open till 1. Come on down. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Danny Bonaducci's with us, everybody. Yes, a lot of unexplainable things have been happening around Southern California. Dude, I got to tell you, this is the first time we've done a Halloween haunt together, you and I. I think we did a one here before where it was just a regular night at Knott's Berry Farm. But you get a lot of chicks to come out to see you.
Yeah, I for a 5'6" guy with red hair and freckles, I do all right.
You really do. Every time I turn around, there's another you know, hot chick who wants to take a picture with you.
Yeah, that's not the best offer I've gotten tonight, actually.
All right, the crap that you can't explain, man. You're a decent person. You got a job. You pay your taxes. And all of a sudden, you see something you can't explain. Let's talk to Mike in Cyprus. Line 3 on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I have something that I heard that I can't explain. This is also the most scared I've ever been in my whole life. I was 13 years old. I was on vacation with my family. We were in an A-frame cabin in the woods. It was late at night. Everybody had gone to bed. I was up reading. And way off in the distance, I hear this scratching noise.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think much of it, so I just kept reading. About 20 minutes later, the scratching noise is closer. It's like about, I can hear it outside. It's about 30 feet away from the cabin. And now I'm getting freaked out, so I close the book and say, okay, I'm going to bed. So I hit the bathroom. When I'm in the bathroom, the scratching noise is on the outside of the bathroom wall. Now I really start getting freaked out. I run up to my parents. Of course, parents would say, oh, don't worry about it, go to bed or whatever. So I sat on the stairs on the upper level of the cabin, just shaking, just totally petrified. Somehow I managed the courage to run down, turn off the light, get into bed. And as I'm in bed, I hear the scratching noise again off in the distance. So I go to bed, wake up the next morning. I go walking outside, looking around for possibly what could have caused this. What do I find? A dead bird sitting on the ground.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Now,
but is that the story?
That's the story. I have no idea what that scratching noise could have been.
Something had just killed the bird.
Or the bird dying. Yeah, the bird dying.
All right, get out of here, dude. What's wrong with you?
Have you ever heard of the death throes? That's what the bird was doing. He's doing the death throw, and you missed it.
Andy in Costa Mesa on line 4. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Damn, Danny, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Check this out. A buddy of mine that he used to graphic design with, God rest his soul, his name was Ryan. He got hooked on Vicodin. He was like one of these BMX racers, hurt himself, so he had to be on pills for the rest of his life for pain. He ate too many one night, went to sleep, never woke up. Ever since that happened, he's been haunting me. I mean, like, he appears in my dreams all the time. He's appeared to my mom and myself. Like, just the other day, we were driving around Costa Mesa. My mom and I going to lunch, and I was telling her that, hey, you know what? My buddy's been haunting me, Mom. Like, I see Ryan everywhere. Like, there's shadows in the hallway. Like, audio, this is crazy. We're driving, and then the door's locked in my mom's car. This isn't like a keyless entries type stuff. We're talking to each other. Hands are on the steering wheel. She's looking at me. The door's locked all by themselves. And I said, Mom, this is the kind of thing. Watch, check it out. I said, Ryan, if you're with us in the car, could you unlock the door? And boom, the doors pop open. Wow. And then my mom's just like, man, this is crazy. We get back to the house. I'm sitting on the couch, just chilling out, watching TV, having myself a cold one. And then all of a sudden, the audio comes in, and we hear, Andy. And I almost pissed myself.
You know, there are a lot of people listening right now, and we have an audience at the station. A lot of people like the weed, you know, if you know what I mean. People are listening right now, listen to that story, on pills or on weed, and totally flipped out.
Right. The reason,
it doesn't take much for love.
I always assume, and I don't know what would make me assume this, but like you were telling the story about the little boy facing the wall crying. I think you probably maintain the stature in which you died. And I'm saying the guy on enough Vicodin to kill him couldn't unlock the door even if he was still alive. So there's a hole in that story for me.
All right, Andy, thank you for calling.
Thanks, bro.
Right, let's talk to Jenny in Long Beach on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, baby.
I actually haven't seen anything, which is great because I think I would freak out. But I was not a believer at all. And then I saw this picture that was totally, you know, way before Photoshop. And it's a picture of my grandma, actually. She was, like, 2, and she's, like, 80 now. And she's sitting by a tree, and right next to her is this guy. It's a ghost, for sure, because there's only the top part of him, and then it kind of fades out so you can't see his legs. And he's totally see-through. He's smiling, you know, totally friendly and in, like, a business suit. And honestly, after that, I'm like, how could it not be true? That is, it's just, I don't even know.
All right, thank you for calling, baby. All right, there she goes.
I'd be hard to be pressed to be afraid of a ghost in a suit.
Yeah. And especially a picture from, 78 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of actual living people in suits. I see them walking down the hallway, I hide. Because I figure the less people that know I work for this company, the less chance I have of getting fired.
That's exactly right.
So if you have a tie on, I hide from you. But once you're dead, I figure I got you.
It's the nice thing about doing radio at night is you fly under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, you come in at night, sales are gone, managers are all gone, and it's also one of the reasons why I don't have like a 9th year anniversary celebration or 10th or 11th or 12th, because then they start putting numbers on it like, well, that a-hole's been on for 12 years. We can't get anybody new in here.
We got to get some new flesh.
Yes.
The day where they refer to you or I as young blood, right. We got to get some young blood in here.
Yeah, that's over. All right, let's talk to Kit in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey. Good. What's up with you?
Nothing. Well, basically what happened with me was just a quick pre-story.
Right.
My mom was one of these old hippie gypsies, you know, so she thought when we misbehave, you know, it could just put you in the hallway. We lived in an apartment in Boston, so I was flipping out crying, so my mom put me in the hallway. And I did the crying thing, so I guess I lost my breath. And I fell back, and I guess I must have stopped breathing. So I guess my mom comes running out, and I'm basically like dead. I've been out there for a few minutes not breathing. I watch my mom come out the door. I see my brother come behind my mom. I see myself on the floor. I see a guy come down the stairs, give me CPR, puts a white towel under my head, and I open my eyes, and I told them everything that happened. They go, how'd you know that? I go, because I was standing outside of my body watching you
wow.
do everything.
That is unbelievable. How old were you?
About 5 years old. It was really...
Wow.
It was
now,
really...
Now, see, I believe in that. All right, Kid, we thank you for calling. I believe that when you die, that your life does flash in front of you. I do believe that. And that you do have an out-of-body experience and you see yourself as you're going to wherever you go.
I recently told this story, I think, on my show. It might have been filling in for Likas, I don't know, and I apologize for telling it again so recently. But I actually heard on the news my death announcement.
Really?
On the real news.
Is that right?
I was driving to 11th grade. I was going to school one morning, and the song that was playing came to a stop. And they said, we interrupt the song to say that the world of television and entertainment has been delivered a tragic blow. Danny Bonaducci, who you probably remember best from the Partridge Family, was found dead in his apartment this morning of an alleged drug overdose. And I thought, well, that's weird. I don't feel dead. But I was stuck in traffic on the 405, and I've always assumed I was going to hell. And I thought... maybe this is it. Because then they started playing I Think I Love You and little clips from the Partridge Family and clips from television shows I had been on. And I thought, maybe that's how it's done. It's
wow.
announced to you. So for a couple of minutes, my life actually flashed before my ears.
Jesus,
but it was real. It was just a mistaken report. It was just a wrong report.
And that's before cell phones
yeah.
were popular.
There was
you
nobody I
one.
Could call. But you know what? Your reputation... doesn't change. I've been off anything that could kill you and anything even illegal for years and years and years and years and years. And they did a story on Entertainment Tonight. It might have even been before. No, it was Entertainment Tonight. They said ex-child star dies of a drug overdose. We'll tell you who when we came back. And every single member of my family called me.
Wow.
And I was so offended because I'd been so clean for so long.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's like, you don't call me when I'm alive.
Right.
But you call me because you think I died in a trailer in Minnesota. Listen to the rest of the story.
Yeah.
But yeah, it turned out to be Dana Plato, and she had passed away. But
when Dana
Plato died, they said, ex-child star dies of drug overdose. We'll tell you who when we come back. And my phone wouldn't stop ringing.
Yeah, she had a rough last couple of years. I remember she robbed a video store in Vegas.
Yep.
And then a lot of drugs. I think she died here in Southern California.
I'm not positive of that. I know she died in a motorhome.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not sure exactly where. And I know you want to. It's a little off topic, but talking about just a scummy guy, the guy that I just believe had just married her or was about to marry her.
Right.
Took pictures of her dead body before he called the police and then
Jesus.
Sold them.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh man. All right, Danny Bonaducci is with us, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are live at Knott's Scary Farm. Come on down. They're open until 1 o'clock. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and Danny Bonaducci is with us, man.
Thank you.
That guy is the bomb, dude. Signing tons of autographs. Everybody here at Knott's Scary Farm having a great time, enjoying themselves. They're open till 1 o'clock. The nice thing about this park, you can drink here.
Yep.
I don't know if you can walk around and drink, but I know there's areas where you can actually walk around or go to like a beer garden. And drink and enjoy yourself. People are throwing crap at me here. Is that you? Okay. All right. Every single year, we try to have the young lady who has won this competition. And again, we've been fortunate enough to have her on again this year. It is Miss Horror Fest. And she joins us. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How are you doing?
Yes. By the way, how does somebody win Miss Horror Fest, and what is it?
Well, every year After Dark Films has a competition to be a spokesmodel for the company.
Right.
And this is year number 3. We're about to start. I'm Miss Horror Fest number 2. And they go to do online submissions to YouTube, and also they do live auditions.
That's pretty cool. Now, you a big horror film fan?
I am a film fan.
Yes.
Horror film fan. Exorcist is my favorite.
Oh, that's a great one. That
I like
great
to
one.
Start off with a bang.
Now, how old are you?
Oh, I
you
don't
like
want
to
say.
Tell?
I oh, say I look like 24.
24.
Whatever your age is, if you don't feel like saying it, start learning to lie.
I'm young enough.
You know, we had somebody call us up the other day, Danny. It was, I asked the guy on the phone how old he was. I didn't know why it pertained to the topic. And he said to me, he's in his early 40s. Have you ever seen? Have you ever heard a guy say to another guy, "I'm in my early 40s"?
No.
Isn't that really a chick thing?
You know what I do? I round up.
What
I
round up.
From the time I almost turned 49, I started saying I'm almost 50.
But guys age well. Guys age better than women.
Guys
actually.
Age well. Look at this.
Yeah,
this
I
is
know.
The
I was just thinking about
rule.
How hot you were. Actually,
thank
right now.
You
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Thank you. All right, Miss Horrorfest. Now, what are your duties as Miss Horrorfest? What's going on with you?
Well, I do a video blog where mostly it's so people can get to know me better, and also I keep people updated on what's going on with After Dark and the 8 Films to Die For.
Right.
And I also do conventions, and I meet lots of horror fans, and I promote the movies.
Good for you. Now, when is the big Horror Fest this year? Is it in January, February?
This year it's in January. It's normally in November, but this year it's going to be January 9th through the 15th. It'll have a theatrical release and go to DVD.
All right. Now, it's pretty cool because there's 8 terrific horror films that are all playing like at the same theater or in the
yes.
same, you know, couple of days.
Yes. They're in select theaters. You can go to horrorfestonline.com, find out if there's one playing near you, and you can get an all-access pass, which means for that week, you can go and see all of the movies and just get your fix of horror.
Yeah. Now,
you tell me when we have all the plugs in so we can get to how hot this chick is. That's okay. I mean, where can people see you?
Well, right now they're going to start blogging at, on the YouTube website that right. they do at youtube.com/horrorfest. And then I also do my own personal blog where you can watch my own personal videos that I do for fun and for the spokes modeling. And that's youtube.com/maliciouspain, which don't be scared.
All right.
But
now,
your stock just went so up with me, darling.
If you type in Mistress Malice or Miss Horror Fest, I will come up, and I usually have a huge hot pink mohawk, and I'm just.
Yeah, what happened? You used to have like black hair. What happened?
I had black hair when I was in Texas, and then I got bored, and then I decided Horror Fest, I should look a little edgy. I've got the full back piece, so I thought.
How many tattoos do you have?
Well, I have 11, but the one on my back is the largest. It took 24 hours to finish.
Wow.
How big is it?
It's pretty dang big.
What does it say?
I say that all the time, and I'm lying. So, how actual big is it?
But,
All right, Miss... go ahead. Go ahead.
It's, I had a tattoo artist in Fort Worth, which I get all my work done, when I lived there. And it's a big set of wings and a vine, and it's like a big... Thing.
All right, now are you a single woman? You're married? You're dating?
Oh, do I have to say?
Yes, come on.
I'm engaged.
Good for you.
Yes.
How long have you been engaged?
I've only been engaged for, 2 months.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
When's the big wedding and what's the guy do for a living?
Well, he's actually got a degree in aviation management. Aviation science.
Right.
But, of course, like a lot of people, you don't actually use your degree. You kind of do something else random. He does home automation and security for people that have giant houses.
All right. Now, this is how hot this chick is. There are probably 100 or 200 girls here who have been coming up to Danny throughout the show and asking for pictures and autographs and stuff like this. And backstage, he asked me, he goes, "Hey, who's that chick?"
Yeah. First thing out of my mouth, who's the hot blonde?
Thanks.
No problem.
Yes, Miss Horror Fest, and it really is a great... We're going to be talking about it more in December and January, because I think you guys are going to do something with our station, because this is a great audience, and especially if you look out here, it looks like most of these people are into like horror movies.
Yes.
What was the big hit last week at the... I mean, last year at the Horror Fest?
Last year? Well, I can say what... Well, I know Mulberry Street was really, really popular.
Mulberry Street, that came out of Horror Fest, huh?
Yes, it was a really, really popular one.
Oh,
and
boy.
One of my personal favorites was actually Frontiers, and it was going to be one of the 8 films, but it got an NC-17 rating for violence and gore, and so instead of taking all the good stuff out, We left it as its bloody, you know, bloody self, and we released it on its own as unrated, which
excellent.
It's okay to say unrated, but not NC-17. So.
All right, folks, go to HorrorFestOnline.com. HorrorFestOnline.com and check it out. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Yes.
Will we be able to check out those tats if we go to that website? Can we see your tats?
You can see my tattoos on the website, and you can see them back there if you want to.
Can you show Danny your tattoo on your back right now?
I can.
All right, let's see it.
All right, hold on.
All right, here's
let me get situated.
Oh, boy.
Don't ever say I didn't do anything for you.
Yes. Look at that. That is some tattoo. Look at now Danny showing his tattoos. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the two of them. Husband and wife. Nuts. Excellent. All right, thanks for coming by.
You've got better breasts, but I like my tats.
Thank you.
Man, look at that crowd you attracted here, Miss Horrorfest. You're amazing. All right, we got to get out of here. John and Jeff are coming up next. I'd like to thank Lupita for having us down. Not Scary Farm. Of course, Ivana as well. And Joe, we'd like to thank for coming out here doing the engineering. And Steve, Sam, all these guys. Randy, all the street squad, you big studs. And Aris and everybody, thank you very much. The whole crew, and also Gina Grant for putting this whole deal together. Stay tuned for John and Jeff. And buddy, I'd like to thank you personally. Danny Bonaducci, everybody.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.
Big stud. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk.